Why should we give ourselves to Mary in total consecration? That's today's topic on the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. It's coming right up. Hey there, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak, and I will be here for the next 30 minutes. I certainly hope you can stick around with me. Today is day 4 of the total consecration preparation, and we'll be looking at why it is that we should give ourselves to Mary. Yesterday, we talked about the first of the two main reasons that we're giving this total consecration, that we're doing this total consecration, being a renewal or a strengthening of our baptismal promises. And today we'll look at Father Gately's second reason, which is giving ourselves to Mary. And he brings up the question, why is it that we should give ourselves to Mary? Thank you so much for participating. And we really are on day 4 already. It's amazing. We started out with 33 days and we're winding down one day at a time. You'll see this will go very fast. I haven't heard from too many of you with questions. I hope that means that you haven't developed any questions, but if you have them, please feel free to let me know. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. I've got myself a nice tall glass of water for my beverage du jour today. Take a sip of that. Now, I do have the windows closed. There's some activity outside. I thought it would be too noisy, so I do have the windows closed, the air conditioning on. It's a nice hot day here in New Jersey for our Labor Day holiday. I hope you're relaxing. I hope whatever you're doing is comfortable. You're comfortable. And I really hope that you're ready to get started with some good material. We'll also look at the Mass readings for today's daily Mass. Quick reminder, Wednesday I will be on the Sunrise Morning Show. It's my weekly Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled segment. That's going to be at 6:35 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. So if you're somebody that needs a little bit of assurance with overcoming anxiety, please tune in, 6:35 a.m. on EWTN Radio. And also, very soon I'm going to have some good news about a new book project. I can't say anything officially yet, but there is some good news on the way. So I would ask you to keep praying for this book project that I posted on Facebook a few weeks back, asking for prayers for a book proposal. Well, things are looking up, so please keep this project in your prayers, and as soon as I can, I will let you know more about it. All right, let's pray. Let's ask our Heavenly Father to bless us as we continue our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day to know you, to love you, to serve you. We're so grateful for the many blessings that you've given to us, not only today, but for every day of our life. Help us to continue on the path to grow closer to you. Allow this total consecration preparation to bear great fruit in our lives. Father, we ask you to bless all of us, to bless those around us, our families, anyone whom we encounter throughout the day. We ask you, Father, to draw us closer, not only to our Blessed Mother Mary, but to your Holy Spirit, so that we'll be able to better know you. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm ready to get started. We're going to talk about today's consecration material, De Montfort's Consecration, Part 2. Now, of course, this comes from Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory. Yesterday, we talked about our baptismal promises and how every time we sin, we're not living up to the promise that we or someone in our behalf made to reject Satan. Because when we sin, we're certainly not rejecting Satan. So what do we do? Well, there's two things we could do. We could feel bad about it. which we should, but more importantly than just feeling bad about it, we should try to do something about it. And that's one of the reasons why we're making this total consecration, because we're asking our Blessed Mother to help us to get better at living out our baptismal promises. And that's why we're, that's one of the reasons why we're doing this. So today we're going to talk about a question that may be on your mind. Why is it that we should give everything or give ourselves to Mary? Father Gately's words: yesterday I said that St. Louis gives two special emphases on his in his teaching on Marian consecration. Number one, a renewal of our baptismal vows. And number two, a particularly intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. We covered the first emphasis yesterday. Now let's look at the second, beginning by asking the question, why should we give ourselves to Mary? We should give ourselves to Mary in imitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. After all, didn't Jesus give himself to Mary from the moment of the Incarnation? Yes, he did. And aren't we called to imitate Christ? Yes, we are. But isn't Mary a creature? Yes, she is. But she's unique. Not only is Mary free from sin and totally conformed to God's will, but by God's will and good pleasure, as we learn from the introduction, Mary has a special role in our sanctification. Therefore, we should give ourselves to the Mother of God so she can help form us into saints, into other Christs. We should give her our yes. But Louis takes all this a step further. His yes to Mary is particularly deep, a profoundly intimate gift of himself to Mary. His words: this devotion consists then in giving ourselves entirely to Our Lady in order to belong entirely to Jesus through her. We must give her, number one, our body with all its senses and its members. Number two, our soul with all its powers. Number three, our exterior goods of fortune, whether present or to come. And number four, our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues, and our good works, past, present, and future. This fourth point is most interesting. By this aspect of our consecration to Mary, according to St. Louis, our gift of self to her goes even beyond what is required when people offer themselves to God through religious vows. For instance, by virtue of the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, a religious sister does not give God the right to dispose of the grace of her good works, nor does she give up her merits. Allow me to bring into better focus just how radical a gift of oneself this Marian consecration really is. First, in regard to others, if we give Mary the right to dispose of the graces of our good works, then this means we cannot unconditionally apply such graces to whomever we choose. So, for instance, if I make such an offering to Mary, I cannot insist that the graces from a sickness I am offering up go to the person I want them applied to. Second, in regard to ourselves, if we consecrate ourselves to Mary, then even when we die, we won't get to appear before God clothed with the merits of our prayers and good works. In fact, we'll have to appear before God with empty hands, because we will have given all our merits to Mary. If the radical nature of this offering has got you worried, don't be worried. Tomorrow we'll see why this offering is not to be feared, and in fact why it's incredibly beautiful and completely worth it. Until then, we can reflect on the second part of de Montfort's formula for Marian consecration, which speaks of this intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose you this day for my mother and my queen. I deliver and consecrate to you as your slave my body and soul, my goods both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future. Leaving to you the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me, without exception, according to your good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity. That's the material for today. Now, if you're nervous, I think that's Father Gately's intent, because he wants us to really understand that this devotion, this total consecration to Jesus through Mary, is radical. It's radical, but tomorrow we're going to explain and answer the question, should we really give Mary everything? Now, essentially, let me just back up and tell you that if it got you a little nervous, if you heard something that got you a little nervous today, that's okay, because it should. There is nothing to be nervous about, but before we expand this completely and really elaborate on it, it should get you nervous. We give to Mary, in this total consecration, our body with all its senses and its members. So we give our body to our Blessed Mother. We give her our soul with all its powers. We give her our exterior goods of fortune, whether present or to come, everything we own. And our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues, and our good works, past, present, and future. Now let's explain this a little bit. Father Gately will talk more about this tomorrow and the next day. But I want to elaborate in case you don't fully understand what we're talking about here. In order to get to heaven, we have to possess merit. Merit is what we receive for all of the good works that we do. Now remember, we're never going to get to heaven without the grace given to us by the Lord. So without the Lord and his sacrifice on the cross, it's impossible for any of us to get to heaven. But it's also impossible for us to get there without doing any good works. We have to, and I don't like this terminology, it's a really imperfect terminology, but for lack of a better word, unless we earn the merit that's required to get to heaven. So at the end of our life, and really I am phrasing this in a less than perfect way. I'm not trying to say that we have to win enough tickets so that we can cash them in and be able to get to heaven. But essentially, at the risk of oversimplifying the process of our salvation, that's exactly what happens. And I am oversimplifying it, but I'm trying to make an illustration. So at the end of our lives, we are called to meet the Lord at our judgment. And he looks over our lives and he decides, are we going to go to heaven? Do we need to be purified for a little while? Or did we completely fail and it's decided that we're going to hell? When we make this total consecration, we literally stand before Jesus on our judgment day, empty-handed. We're trusting that the Blessed Mother will meet us there. Now that's radical, isn't it? And I think that's what Father Gately wants us to understand. We gave away all of the merit from our good works to the Blessed Mother. We say, Mary, we trust you more than we trust ourselves. Because we know ourselves. We know how many times we've fallen short. We know how many times we have sinned even though we didn't want to. And we've learned to basically not trust ourselves. We trust her because we understand the incredible role, the very powerful role that Mary has been given by the Lord. So we trust her. And we count on her to show up on our day of judgment with all of the graces that we need to allow us to get to heaven. While that sounds scary, I think it's a lot scarier to look at how often we have messed up. I mean, every day we realize that we've fallen short. We realize that we've sinned. Why are we so sure that we're going to have what we need to get to heaven when it comes time to the day on our day, when it comes time for our judgment? What is going to change between now and then? And that's why a sinner like me looks at a devotion like this, looks at this total consecration, and realizes what a gift it is. Because by myself, even depending on the Lord's grace, I am more likely to mess it up than to not mess it up, because that's how weak I am. So when the church gives us this devotion of total consecration to Jesus through Mary, I look at that as a blessing. And now I see that there's hope for me. You might be nervous when you hear this, and that's okay. We're in our fourth day of a 33-day preparation. As we go through this daily preparation for total consecration, we're going to talk about why you should do this every day. And we're going to look at the lives of great saints, Blessed Mother Teresa, St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Pope John Paul II. And we're going to look at how devoted they were to the Blessed Mother. And we're going to look at the fact that they were willing to make this total consecration. And as we go through it, we're going to feel better. And we're going to feel more inspired to do it. If this is your first time doing total consecration, I would certainly expect you to be nervous. I would be probably concerned about you if you weren't nervous, because I think you probably don't understand what you're doing. And that's what Father Gately is trying to get across. He wants us to realize this is radical. And I know Father Gately. The thing about him that amazes me is he is always willing to bend over backwards to make this devotion available to as many people as possible. So for him to present something like this, which on the surface could scare a lot of people away, obviously he has confidence in this 33-day preparation process, as do I. So that's all I can tell you right now is hang in there. Remember, you're not committing to anything yet. And I'm going to tell you, I want you to be comfortable making this commitment. We've got a lot of time yet to go through this. And that's why I'm glad that you're listening to the program. Because here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want to downplay this total consecration. And I don't want to have you just go through the motions of reading the material each day and say, yeah, 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 I'm fine with it. Because you're not going to get that much out of it. Sure, Mary's going to go to work behind the scenes, but you need to do something too. And the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. And that's why I want you to understand what you're doing. Because I want you to understand just how powerful Mary is and just what she will be able to do in your life if you give her a chance. So if you feel a little queasy today, it's a good thing. But along with Father Gately, I want to be honest. You are giving Mary everything. Why? Not so she can keep it. So she can bring it to Jesus and bring you to Jesus. Anytime you sin, you're heading in the wrong direction. You're heading away from the Lord. We need that help. We need that help that Mary can give us. Let's conclude today with the prayer before we look at the Mass readings. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to give myself entirely to Jesus through Mary. Amen. I like that prayer because he's not telling us or forcing us to just hold our breath and give ourselves to the Blessed Mother. He is, in that prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to help us to make that commitment. And you're going to see as we go through this, keep praying to the Holy Spirit, and you'll start to feel more comfortable about this radical idea. This radical idea, which, by the way, is fully approved by the church. So even though it may be radical, because it requires you to really trust, it's something that is completely endorsed by the Catholic Church. All right, let's take a look at the Mass readings. And as always, if you have questions, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to look at the Mass readings so that you can hear God speak to you through the pages of Sacred Scripture. Today's Mass readings we read from Monday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 20, beginning in verse 24. Brothers and sisters, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister in accordance with God's stewardship given to me to bring to completion for you the Word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past, but now as it has been manifested to His holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is He whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. For this I labor and struggle in accord with the exercise of His power working within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I am having for you and for those in Laodicea and all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged as they are brought together in love, to have all the richness of assured understanding, for the knowledge of the mystery of God Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This very first line of this reading is one of the most powerful lines in the pages of sacred scripture. I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. Now, first of all, Paul is rejoicing in his suffering. What kind of a nut would rejoice in suffering? A kind of nut that knows Jesus Christ personally. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Saint Therese, a great saint, doctor of the church, she used to rejoice in her suffering, and she would enjoy the opportunities to suffer for the Lord because she knew that it would bring her closer to the Lord. Now, you can look at that two ways. You could say that person is crazy, or you can look and say that person is really admirable. I wish I could be that way. What I would recommend is that you ask the Lord to make you into that kind of a saint. It's so radical to be able to rejoice in your suffering. But it's not something you're going to do on your own. That's why we're making total consecration. If someone is rejoicing in their suffering, obviously they are not feeling the overwhelming pain that some of us feel from suffering. They might feel the physical pain, they might feel the emotional pain, but there is a supernatural peace that allows them to rejoice in the midst of suffering. That's the power and the beauty of embracing our cross. St. Paul states, "In my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of His body, which is the church." Jesus Christ, in His suffering, did not leave anything undone. He did His job perfectly. What this means is that you and I, as members of the mystical body of Christ, the church, remember, we're baptized into the church, we're part of Christ. You and I need to pick up our crosses and do our share of suffering. And in doing so, what happens? In doing so, we help the Lord to accomplish His mission of redemption. That is a great privilege. That is an unbelievably great privilege that we've been given. We are doing total consecration so that we'll be able to better participate in the Lord's work by offering up our suffering willingly. And again, you and I, we don't have what it takes to do that on our own, but through the graces that we'll receive from the hand of the Blessed Mother in our total consecration, that is going to be doable. So here's another reason why we want to make our total consecration. The responsorial psalm today, Psalm 62, "In God is my safety and my glory." But that tells you all you need to know right there. You feel insecure? You feel like you're not safe? Your safety rests in the Lord. When you hear Mary, the words Mary, the Blessed Mother, you need to think Jesus. Because you cannot be close to Mary without being close to Jesus. And we need to keep saying this over and over because we need to believe it. Growing close to Mary, loving Mary, will bring you close to Jesus. "Only in God be at rest my soul, for from Him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. Trust in Him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is our refuge." Trust in Him at all times, oh my people. I can't do that, Gary. Exactly. Because that's why we're weak. That's why we're doing total consecration, because we can't trust him at all times. But if we are able to trust him at all times, guess what? We're going to get that peace that St. Paul talks about. And we will be able to rejoice even in the midst of our suffering. Sound crazy? Yep, it is crazy, according to the message that we get from the world. The wisdom of the world tells us that's crazy. But we're not looking for the wisdom of the world. We're looking for the wisdom given to us by the Holy Spirit. That wisdom tells us it's not only not crazy, but it's very doable. That's why we turn to Mary, to help us to be able to get to that point. Today's Gospel, Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. Now here we have an example of the scribes and Pharisees, once again, looking for Jesus to make a mistake or to do something that proves their theory that he's not the Son of God. And that's what they're looking to do. They're looking to catch him. They're looking for him to do something wrong so that they'll have an excuse to ultimately put him to death. And guess what? That's what happened. And they wouldn't stop at anything to ensure that he was put to death. That included making up accusations. They were going to do whatever it happened, whatever they could do to have him get the punishment that they felt he deserved. They never gave the Lord a chance. And a lot of times we don't give the Lord a chance. You know, we could look at the scribes and the Pharisees and we could say, wow, they're really nasty. I'm glad we're not like that. We go to church, we pray, we do total consecration. We're always willing to give the Lord a chance. Until we listen to the world and the message of the world and fail to trust that the Lord can perform miracles in our lives. We do that all the time. Oh, I'm too much of a sinner. There's no way I can get to heaven. I'm not a good person. I'll never be able to overcome my mouth. I'll never be able to overcome my anger. I'll never be able to overcome my impurity. Whatever it is, I'm never going to get better. You got to be kidding me. We're talking about the Lord and Master of the universe. He created everything from nothing. We see the miracles. I mean, you put that aside and then look at the miracles that Jesus performed while he walked the face of the earth 2,000 years ago. And you mean to tell me he can do that? He can rise from the dead. He could send the Holy Spirit on a church which was led by a bunch of nincompoops, the apostles, and that church still lasts 2,000 years later. He can do all that, but he can't help you to overcome your sinfulness so that you can get to heaven. You got to be kidding. This is why we turn to Mary. Because we have evidence. I've got years of evidence of me being able to turning away from the Lord and not living out my baptismal promises. I've got years of evidence. Since I made my total consecration 4 years ago, I've made progress. As much progress as I'd like? No. But it doesn't matter. This isn't up to me. This is up to the Holy Spirit. I believe so strongly in this total consecration because I know that it's the way that you and I are going to get to heaven. You're not here by chance. You're here for a reason. So I invite you to continue going forward with me. If there's anything I could do, please let me know. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. We can check off day 4 today. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll be back for day 5. I'm going to be here. I hope you will as well. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.